This is JIS News. Coming up, PCJ to ensure Jamaica benefits from agreement with Tullow Oil, government implements more measures to protect citizens from cybercrime, and KCC to host town hall meeting Thursday. The news in detail after the break.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners Day on the lawns of Devon House, November 21. Come and add to knowledge about the modernization of government pensions directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sachikran NHF, financial advice from NCB, JNBS. Visit other booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited, Pensioners Association, and much more. Yours truly, Jenny Jenny, will be there. Call 922-832-027 for more information. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
Now the news. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica PCJ and its team will ensure that Jamaica gets maximum benefit from the oil and gas exploration agreement with Tullow Oil PLC. Tullow Oil PLC has committed $60 million to undertake activities off the island's south coast. The exploration will be conducted over the next 7.5 years on a phased basis. Manager of Oil and Gas at the PCJ, Brian Richardson, says a key component of the program involves providing training to Jamaicans.
Currently, when they go through this initial first phase, they will be looking to directly interface with the University of the West Indies, because the University of the West Indies has a Department of Geology and they've been here for over 80 years. And so they have the underground knowledge, and I would believe that they would definitely use the resources that they have there, such as graduate students or just new graduates as well, or ones going on to their PhD, to get them on board to ensure that as they go through the process and develop that knowledge base, there is that knowledge being imparted to a Jamaican.
Mr. Richardson was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. The government is putting in place defense mechanisms to protect the country from cyber criminal activities, with the latest measure set to come on stream by mid-December. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says technical and other support for the cyber defense mechanisms have been provided by the Organization of American States, OAS, and the International Telecommunications Union. Additionally, the Cyber Emergency Response Team, CERT, should be launched by next year.
We are also quite advanced with the implementation of our cyber emergency response team. We have gotten technical assistance from the International Telecoms Union and also from the OAS to equip the facility and also to provide training for the persons who will staff that facility. And we are in the process now of procuring the equipment. So I anticipate sometime next year we'll be able to launch the CERT even at a basic level.
Minister Robinson was delivering the opening address at the start of a 3-day workshop on cyber incident investigation and analysis on Monday. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the government will continue to explore and implement energy efficiency and conservation interventions in the public sector. Minister Paulwell notes that although the price of oil on the world market is expected to continue to fall, the administration will not ease up on its conservation measures.
We have been this road before. In the 70s, when we had the first energy crisis with the price of oil going through the roof, we were very agitated. And we spoke a lot then about energy conservation and efficiency. Price fell and we went back into our comfort zone. And we've had those cycles a number of times. We're not going to repeat those errors.
Minister Paulwell was addressing the press launch of the Public Sector Energy Champion competition for outstanding performers in energy efficiency and conservation at the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica Auditorium on Wednesday. And residents of Kingston and St. Andrew are invited to a town hall meeting Thursday, November 13, to discuss the chikungunya virus and other health issues facing the municipality. The meeting is being organized by the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, the KSAC. Town Clerk Robert Hill says it's part of measures to educate the public and to ensure the KSAC exercises responsibility in partnership with other agencies in protecting the health and safety of citizens.
We want to ensure that as a responsible local authority, that we too are trying to educate our residents across Kingston and St. Andrew about the responsibility that they have to themselves. And of course, ensuring that their homes are free from, as much as possible, breeding sites for mosquitoes.
The town hall meeting will be at the Mandela Park Halfway Tree in St. Andrew starting at 6 o'clock. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.